Blog Talk Radio.
We the voices behind the faith of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race, rise for justice. The day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e, e ala e. Well, aloha, everyone. Hey, this is the early morning on the 17th of February. I'm just sort of laughing at this whole thing. It's like, you know, I usually do everything online from my computer, and I sign in, I have to dial up a number to get onto Blog Talk Radio, and I get into my account and I create an episode, and then there's a thing called the studio page. So usually I go to the studio page and everything is all, it comes up right away. Tonight, I've been trying since midnight, about an hour ago, for the studio page to come up. And I said, well, I don't know why it's not coming up, but it just never came up. So I got my iPhone out. I said, well, forget the Skype thing. I got my iPhone out, so I'm speaking to you from my iPhone. But 2 minutes before the show started, I said, you know, I feel like lighting a candle for some reason. And so I did that. Then I came right back to my computer, and lo and behold, the studio thing was all up on its page. So I was ready to play Brother Is off of my speakers, my little speakers here from my computers, and anyway, so it's kind of like we're in a point of we maybe have to be flexible, you know, we have to flow, you know, all these challenges come up, you know, we have to flow with them, and you know, I love to body surf, I love to surf, I love to be out in the water, and a lot of times, you know, you learn to flow with the water. You don't try and fight it. You flow with it. Things do change. You got a choice whether you want to be near the rocks or whether you want to be near the middle or whether you want to be near the other end or farther out. So you've always got these choices. Sometimes it's like, you know, the discernment, the guidance, I will say, sometimes the guidance might be not even to go somewhere, you know, I'm not even going there. Like the last time I was out at the ocean, actually I didn't even feel like getting in. I just felt like running on the beach through not really deep in the ocean. My feet were wet, but nothing else got wet. And, it was just one of those times. So, you know, there's really a lot happening. A lot of data's coming out. And, you know, I think that was one of the things that kind of hit tonight was this whole thing about higher discernment, what I call higher discernment, might not be what other people call it, but from a higher, and that doesn't necessarily mean above, it just means a higher vibration. You know, maybe kind of a higher vibration connection. And so that's kind of what I'm talking about right now. I did post someone who I really hadn't paid any attention to before, and I think I've seen his video maybe once or twice by this fellow. He seems to be pretty, we'll call him lit up, in the light, and he's kind of awakened, and he's a very, what I've heard is a very soft-spoken man. And I just really liked what this one article came up a couple days ago that I saw, and it's called Alliance Insider, There Will Be No Civilian Trials for the Illuminati. Now, sometimes this is like, I don't always read all these things that come out. Now, this might have been sent to me by Laura. I'm not sure where I originally found this one. I wouldn't be surprised if she she sent this. But it's kind of like, yeah, she did send me one of them. But there's all this stuff coming out, and I was kind of like, well, I've never really read much of this person, so I took a look at that one, and it really kind of resonated with you know, with me. And then there's a video included with it, which is his video, him basically reading the information that he put out in the article. He reads it, and then you know, he has this insider, which he started calling Arthur, which he kind of named Arthur after King Arthur. And you can read more about that in the article, which is up on the KP blog. I think one of the very most important things in that article was the part where he said that, now this was Adam who said that, you know, meditation, preparation, investigation, conversation. And he was talking about spend more time in meditation with the spirit than you do in preparation for a disaster. Spend more time in preparation than you do in investigation of conspiracies. Spend more time in investigation than you do in the conversations with others, with what others think is going on. That's your hierarchy of priorities. Now, I kind of can resonate with that. I don't spend time, let's go backwards through that. I don't spend time trying to convince other people, you know, and what they think is going on. It really doesn't, it's not that important to me, especially with people who I know just clearly would not get any of this stuff, or at least it doesn't seem like they would. Preparation, yes. The thing about living on the islands is that most of us here, we prepare enough. You know, I keep several gallons of water around just in case. I know where to get water if I need it. I know where to, you know, stuff like that. I keep some supplies around. I don't prepare for a major, huge disaster. I'm just not into that. Pardon me, but I'm just not into that. And so it's kind of like, you know, a lot of these things, if I get to do something, I'll do it. But otherwise, I don't spend a lot of time in it. I would say I spend more time in meditation for the spirit, but that's a different kind of, might be different than other people's meditation. A lot of times I can just walk outside and I don't sit down and, you know, get in the lotus position or the POTUS position or the FLOTUS position, you know, whatever that means. I don't do anything like that. I don't do anything fancy like that. It's just an instantaneous, oh, I'm just quiet, or I'm just being where I am. So, but the other part that his contact Arthur said was that he said he thought of meditation as the mental practice and intuition as the connection to the higher self. To me, that's higher discernment. That's really connecting to higher guidance, higher discernment. And when I saw that, I just really kind of felt, okay, this guy I'm connecting with. And I'm very connected with what he's saying. And I really feel that you know, I'm not saying the guy is, the information is all right on, 100% absolutely going to happen. But I can tell you everything that came out from this article, I was just like saying, oh, my God, boom, boom, boom. And a lot of this stuff is part of it is what I've heard before. Can say that it just, you know, sort of, you know, every time this kind of deep bell was going off inside of me, it says, oh, that resonates. And so there's a lot of things there. You can read about it on the, you know, on the KP blog, or go directly to the article and read it there. Or just go click to the video and go to, you know, just click on the video and go to, you know, listen to that. So I really liked it. I really liked what the information that was coming out. So, you know, whether people agree with it or not, it doesn't make any difference to me. And if people want to argue about it, that's fine. They can argue all they want. They're not going to argue with me. And I'm not going to argue back. You know, so I'm not going to say anything about anything other than that. It's like I definitely, you know, all I can say is what I got. And everyone out there, that's why right after that article, I just really felt like something about higher discernment was coming out. It was kind of a point that it was time to make I was getting this point that just let's put this out. So I put together a KP message, which was just a couple hours ago. And, you know, it's something that I've talked about before. I don't expect other people to feel that this is a way they have to operate. I am not operating, but I can tell you one thing. When I talked about being the ocean, you know, it's like being in the ocean and kind of like getting that, you know, this is my thing. This is not my thing. It might be time for me to go someplace. But then sometimes the guidance is sometimes the guidance can just be don't go there, you know. And that's what I got the other day when I was going to the ocean. I said I got the guidance not to go in. And this has happened before. It might be a beautiful day, might be nobody out there, might be, well, great, how wonderful. There's no intellect involved. There's no intellect involved whatsoever. And that's what I'm very, you know, I just don't operate that way. Maybe some people do. I don't. I just don't. I cannot operate that way. You know, I look out and I say, oh, it's a beautiful sunny day. Well, you should go out. You should go out. The intellect says it's a beautiful sunny day. Look at all the people out there having fun. The intellect says you should be having fun too. And it's like, what the hell does that mean not anymore? It's like, no, that doesn't mean that I should go out. What it means is that you're not listening to the higher guidance, you know. Listening to the intellect will not get you where you need to go. At least that's my guide stone. You know, listening to my intellect, which is a small I, you know, will not get me where I need to go. And notice I'm saying me. I'm not saying I. I'm not saying you. I'm saying I. I am not going to listen to the internet. The intellect, it's what, and the internet too, but it's what's going on inside. You know, what is going on inside the higher guidance, the deep, deep, deep inner guidance. Now I will take a small sip of tea, and now I'm coming right back. It's kind of neat doing it this way. One reason, by the way, I like to do it on Skype is because I can actually record the show. So if something happens in the middle of the show, I can actually record it with MP3 Skype recorder. I can record it while the show is going on. So if something happens, I don't know what would happen, but if something happens where the blog talk doesn't get it, I can always do another show and upload that recording. So anyway, that's kind of the deal with that. So this whole deal, it just really was kind of hitting, and I just really felt it was important to, you know, it's kind of important to, well, just important for myself to put this out. Again, I get these pushes. I get these, oh my God, this is, yeah, it's really important to get this out there, to get it out and to just let the message go out. And, you know, that's all I can say. I'm not saying it's for anyone else except me. You know, it's not for anyone else. Maybe it's just for me to put out there. If people resonate with it, that's great. If people don't, well, that's also great. But it doesn't make any difference to me, personally, to my own inner growth and inner development and that sort of thing. So Yeah, it's really kind of a deal where there's not much that can be said about, you know, about other people. When you're trying to, you know, if the job is to try and convince everybody, now maybe that's, if the job is to convince everybody on the planet that what I believe or what I get is what they should get, then I'm it won't happen. It won't happen. And of course, I know that that's not true. And everybody who listens to this or reads the blog knows that that's not what I would ever say. I am not here to convince anybody to believe anything that I post, anything, none of it. I'm not here to convince anybody. So, you know, if you're looking for that, you know, for some convincing, forget it. It ain't going to happen. And it's kind of like a thing where, you know, it's just one of those things that to me is intellect only. It's just the intellect, intellect only. That's all that's going on. And I'm not about that. I'm not about listening to that business. I'm not about arguing about stuff. You know, whatever anybody wants to put out there is their business. There's a lot of wonderful things that are, I'll say wonderful, but a lot of things that really hit me that newer people like this guy today. I mean, Adam Riva, I'd never heard of him before. I think I might have heard of him before. I don't know. See, even there, I don't know what I'm talking about. So that could be a sign that maybe people shouldn't listen to what I have to say or what I have to write. But I will say that post really just, it was like, boom, it had to go out. It definitely had to go out. And yeah, that line that's going to spend more time in, I chopped it up and put a new sentence together, spend more time in intuition, the connection to the higher self. And that's what his Arthur, whoever his insider is. That's one thing that hit me about Arthur, this whatever being this is, whether it's a man or a woman, who knows. But when they were saying that, it was kind of like, well, this is a spiritual connection. It's a spiritual connection. There's a lot of things that they put in this article, that he put in this article, that really kind of, you know, he did address some of that in the article that I posted. And in fact, I let's see, I'll find the right one here. Not that one. I'm going to close that window. Sorry. There it is. It just said, anyway, the Arthur insider, it said, here's how we do it. Listen to everything, believe nothing. I believe nothing. And of course, this is from the mind, the brain, the intellect, perhaps more than the spirit. He said, I believe nothing of what I hear, half of what I see, and 75% of history. History is never told as truth. Reality is never in print. Evidentiary facts are never brought forth. And I'll read this whole part. This is part of that article. Let's see. I think that's from the, oh, is that from that article? I'll have to check. I'll put a link to the article that this was from. Maybe that was from another article. This is from another article. There's another one where he talks about, I think that we're in stage 4 of 5. This is an earlier one done earlier last year. Or late last year. But what the insider said was that what's going on is a game of intelligence. I think we have an alliance already with China, Russia, and a few other partners, England now being one of them because of Theresa May. Because of Merkel, we haven't got one with Germany. We've got one with some Saudis and maybe some Egyptians. We're putting together a coalition. There's a chance we're going to see a new gold-backed currency worldwide. Oh, this might have been the one about the gold. Okay. To get rid of the United States Treasury and Federal Reserve. When Kennedy tried to do that, he had a bad day in Dallas. So there are a bunch of things going on, but you are never, ever, ever going to see it on TV and the computer, or you're never going to hear it from a, quote, reliable source, unquote. Intelligence is done by not believing the news, by not believing history, by not believing what is said, but by believing what is inferred and what is behind the line and seeing what they are trying to protect and where they are trying to push you and steer you because they are chronic effing liars. That's the intelligence world. And if you watch any of these shows, Burn Notice has been one. Now it's not on Netflix anymore, so we're going to have to wait until it comes onto Hulu. But the other one is Bourne Supremacy, all the three Bourne main Bourne movies. All this intelligence is a bunch of people lying to people and trying to figure out what the heck is going on. So let me just see. That article I think was the one. Oh, yeah, that's the December 14th article that I got that from the Alliance guy. Yes. Yeah, that's the one where it was from. So I'm going to put that. I'm just going to copy that link and put it into my notes. So when I post this, there we go. I'll remember to post it. So anyway, we're kind of, this whole discernment thing to me is a very, very, I'm calling it important. I just kind of feel like, it's just like, if you don't use your own higher discernment, no one's going to do it for you. That's what that post was about. No one is going to do it for you. And you can't try and find your own discernment by looking at somebody else's discernment. If somebody else is discerning it one way, that might not be for you to discern. I know I discern certain things about, let's just give a great example, Donald J. Trump. I discern certain things about him himself personally, but also about the whole Alliance thing, what's going on. I discern that in a certain way. And other people I know definitely do not discern it in the same way I do. But that doesn't make any difference, because to me I'm discerning what I'm here to discern. They are very light possibly to discern something completely different, so they will hold the light for something else. Not saying it's on opposition to what I discern, but it's just kind of like discernment is discernment, and it doesn't make any difference. In the end, if you want to say, well, the facts are the facts, we'll say, well, I don't even know what the facts are. And other people might get a certain discernment, but they might not know what certain facts are. And I only, it's kind of like, well, what the hell, Let's just enjoy the ride, enjoy the ride. I am going to say one last bit here. And, okay, this is not about, and I'm going to just reading part of that KP message post. This is not about intellectually figuring out this or that or this or that. It's about getting on a deep inner, even deeper than gut level, what is right for you. Not for me, but for you. Happens with me all the time. I get what to do. I get what to post. I get where to go. I get when to get out of bed. And I quote, trust, unquote, no one's words, writings, talk, speeches, blah, 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 and blah. I do not trust intellect-only explanations, and I do not offer intellect-only explanations and anything like that. The intellect to me is a tool. That's it. Some people have more effective, quote, intellect tools than others. Some people have more effective house building tools than others. So what? Anyway, that's all I'll say right now. That's it from the post. Felt the short message was to be put out there, and if anyone gets that it's not theirs to read, that's fine with me. So that was that short little post, and kind of a short little show. It's now becoming almost 30 minutes, but the short little show is kind of something I just wanted to, put it out. I'm not saying, everybody, it's like we all learn to follow our higher discernment. And I'm not saying if you don't, you're going to have a problem. I think if we don't, if we do, it becomes a lot easier journey. So we don't have to be concerned about somebody else. Well, somebody else got this. And they said they got this. How come I didn't get that? Well, maybe that's because you're not supposed to get that. Maybe you're supposed to get something else. maybe you're saying, well, I seen a couple of things. I said that, say the Trump administration or the Obama administration or whatever, I've seen things that were done that I could not see the reason for that. I couldn't see why that would help people. And so I'd actually write. You can actually write the president, or you can write the vice president or the first lady. You can write all these people. You can send a message to them. Or you can, Twitter, Facebook, do it on a YouTube video. You can communicate if that is your guidance. And so, so that's the whole thing. I'm going to end it right there. All I can say is use that higher discernment thing, baby. It's there for a good reason. And we just practice. You learn to use your own. What do I feel right now? What do I sense deep within? I said, oh, yeah, okay. Don't read anything. Don't try and figure everything out. But just, I get it. And it might not come right away. Just be patient with yourself and allow it to come. So we'll let that go. And with that, we'll say aloha until we talk again. And we'll end with Brother Iz as I click the studio button here. Aloha.
The warriors born to live what the land is she can give. Defend our birthright to be free. Give our children liberty. Hail, 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 hail.